Currently, I would say no.
Yeah.
I think we are not there yet, right? We have this. We are right now in the stage of artificial narrow intelligence, which is where AI is used for specific tasks to automate different activities and stuff. But AI being more intelligent than humans is what we call artificial general intelligence or AGI, right? So there was basically an interesting paper that was published by different researchers on when will AI exceed human intelligence, right? I say that with generative AI, the timelines of AGI becoming a reality for different industries, for specific industries like manufacturing or for driving and stuff like that, was the timeline is moved by even up to 20, 25 years, right? But I think we will need to have human touch in everything we do. That comes down to a different myth of autonomous agents and stuff. But when AI will become more intelligent than humans in specific tasks, we still need people to be part of that decision-making process to do some audit in the data and be able to strategize where AI is going.
I'm fully with you, and I would say it in a different words, because again, everyone has his own perspective, and that's why we are all humans. We are not artificial machines. So what you said exactly, because humans are complex, or human intelligence is complex. There's reasoning, there's mathematics, there's rationality, there's psychology, there's resonance, there's emotions, there's feelings, perceptions, and so on. So when it comes to mathematical, rational, logic, or do some mundane tasks, the artificial intelligence perhaps will be more intelligent than humans, because there we have the fatigue factor. After I do the same, let's say now I'm in a supply chain and I have to connect the doors. After maybe putting 100 doors, I will get bored and I will need break. AI will not need break, and AI will do it with the same efficiency, whether it's the first door or the thousandth door. So there, AI will be better. But in the sense of reasonability, in the sense of perception, in the sense of being able to feel an emotion and judge, and where there's no 2 + 2 = 4 always, there humans will always have an edge. Even the AGI we talk about, at least now, we don't know future, nobody knows, but the artificial general intelligence, or the super intelligence that will come in, we believe that will be capable of reasoning, emotions, and so on, but we have no evidence yet of that. And even if it comes, it'll need not only emotionality or rationality or perception, many other things, because for us, our human mind is very spontaneous and can perceive and interpret in many ways. So human intelligence has many dimensions. We will explore those dimensions and learn how we are different from humans. So yes, at the moment, it's not so intelligent, but eventually it will become intelligent in certain parts or certain aspects of intelligence. But having said that, the collective intelligence of artificial intelligence and human intelligence will supersede what artificial intelligence can
Yeah,
provide.
they should complement each other. There is another thing that's called one-shot learning, right? So this is when people's mind can learn something from very few examples to none, right? For example, if you see a tree that's falling on top of you, right, you can calculate in your mind, and that's the first time it's happening to you, because if it happened before, then maybe we wouldn't be here. But you can calculate in your mind that the tree is going to fall this side, so you can avoid it. And this is the same thing that children are very good at learning very fast. Like AI needs thousands or millions of data to be able to categorize things, whereas children and humans and people and adults are much faster in learning something.
And I
So
think,
this is where we differ.
and where we differ also is, we have that element of intelligence which is non-definable, because it's not binary yes or no, especially when it comes to ethical or moral concerns, because the same situation, we may go left and we may go right based on the context. While AI tends to interpret those situations as more of a binary thing, either left or right, because I was watching a video which was illustrating how AI interprets it. And so in that story, there's a guy who hires a robot as his servant. Then he teaches the robot about religion. And the robot asks him about religion questions. What is good and what is bad? And we all know good and bad is defined in function of the situation.
Yes,
it's a context-driven thing. Now, the robot, what it does is it interprets the definition which the guy is giving him, because it's guy's bias also. And then later on, he kills somebody on behalf of his master because he interprets that's the right thing to do, because he asks him when he's teaching, so if somebody was to hit you, it's my duty to protect you. Now, nobody was hitting him, but the robot perceived that this action can hit my master. So the robot acted and killed the other person. Now, because he was interpreting the ethical or the religious dimension of what is good and what is bad. So it's very fascinating, that aspect. But that takes us to the other part of our question also, which is, okay, intelligent or not is a separate question. Humans always have the ability to supervise and ability to give input. But is or can AI be autonomous? That is, it can do things by itself.
So this is the question. This is the myth that's complementing the previous myth. You know, so I was thinking about it this morning, and I was thinking, you know, let's say you go to an Airbnb, right? And the place is nothing like the pictures. Like, or a hotel, or no, you go to Airbnb. Place is nothing like the pictures. And then the first thing you think of is to put some negative feedback or just for other people not to visit that place again, right? And then you sleep on it. And then the next morning, you know, the old lady that has the place comes to you, offers you breakfast, and she starts telling you her story that she lost her husband or, you know, whatever life threw at her. And, you know, and she's just doing this to be able to provide for her grandchildren and everything, right? So at that point, me personally and most of the people, you know, wouldn't put that negative feedback, right? Because the human feeling is coming to the picture. You know, it's a fact that the place looks nothing like the pictures, but it's also a fact that the old lady is trying, the owner of the house is trying, and she's doing it to help her family and stuff. So if you had an AI make this decision and focus on the facts, this is where it will put a negative feedback. Most probably no one would ever go to that place again. Right? So this was something I was thinking this morning, right? But you have a lot of different examples about this. For example, there was, I think it was 2017, I don't remember, but I was reading somewhere that they did a chatbot for a hospital to help answer questions and stuff, right? So after a month or so, one of the guys who had depression was asking the chatbot, like, I have this, I have that, do you think I should kill myself? And the chatbot said, I think you should, right? So they stopped the chatbot right away, but this is, you know, you have a lot of examples, especially in industries like healthcare or aviation, where we are not there yet. You know, we still need to have machine-driven decision-making, but with a human hand to support that decision-making.
If you like this, find the full episode of Fit for Privacy podcast on iTunes or Spotify.